It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets. Score big savings and elevate your food game.
Good morning. I love the show. You guys pump me up every morning on the way to work.
Loosen ourselves.
Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We want to pump you up.
Go Bills! Let's go!
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
I love Buffalo. Go Bills!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right. TGIF, happy Friday.
Is this a one-hit wonder?
No.
No?
I mean, it's a big hit, but no, House of Pain had more than Jump Around.
Okay. Like?
Shamrocks and Shenanigans is the name of the album. They also had, you put me on the spot here, what other song?
See, that's what makes it a one-hit wonder.
They're not a one-hit
wonder. Just off the top of your head, like, oh, well, they've also got blank and blank. You know, like the Killers. You say Mr. Brightside, and like, what else they got? Well,
the Killers have
When We Were Young.
And the Killers have a million songs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
House of Pain has Shamrocks and Shenanigans. Top of the Morning to You is a good one. Let's go to their next album here.
Not instilling confidence. I think they might be a one-hit wonder.
No.
I think they might be. No. If I go to like their Spotify page and see like downloads per song, what's the difference going to be between number one and number two?
This is going to have like a billion.
And a billion. Well,
not a billion. But the next one's going to have.
Oh, come on. Look at this. Look at the difference. This is not spreading the ball around. This is 573 million downloads for Jump Around. Number two is 17 million.
What song's that?
Top of the Morning to You.
It's a good song.
We go from 573 million to 17 million. Come on. That's a one-hit wonder. Although 17 million is a big number, too, probably.
Listen, earlier today, we learned that you didn't know who Roger Maris is.
A baseball player from 1958. Yes, I did not know. Sue me. Who did you? It's like you not knowing who was a three-time All-Star in 1930. Toe Blake. That was just the first name. 30s athlete.
Toe Blake.
That came to mind. Or at least he was a coach, maybe.
I don't know very many people named Toe.
That would make him more memorable, yeah. I would think. Roger Maris. Like there were probably a bunch. There were a million Rogers back then.
Now I got to find out why they called him Toe. He was also known as the old lamplighter, Toe Blake was.
Like, do you know who Bill Dickey is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
I don't think you know who Bill Dickey is.
I've heard the name.
Catcher on the 1930s all-decade team.
Everybody knows that.
I don't think you knew who he was.
You're better off asking me modern-day people, like when I famously didn't know who J. Cole was.
Oh, like that one. Holy cow.
You're better off that.
Not even like TikTokers or YouTubers, just like artists. You know Kendrick Lamar is, right?
I do know Kendrick Lamar.
He's doing the Super Bowl halftime show, so you'll definitely know
that. That I know, yep.
Okay. Do you know who...
Jack Harlow.
Yes.
100%?
I didn't know who Josh's girlfriend, Haley Steinfeld, I did not know who she was until...
Okay.
It was like, oh, this is Josh's girl. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. Bad Bunny?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you're doing pretty good here then.
Yeah, you got a better chance there. Listen, I don't have brain space left.
The bandwidth is all taken up.
It's really running low. Yeah. I fell asleep last night at 7:30 putting the kids to bed. Like that's my brain saying like, "Hold on, we need a couple hours here."
Do you know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
Yes. Yes. Why do I am, by the way, getting into knowing who people are because now the kids want to hear their songs.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, yes. Yeah. Chappell Roan, yes.
How about Khalid?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you're doing pretty well,
then. You
knew
all these people, but you know who J. Cole was?
In the context of that story, it was that Colin Kaepernick, I think it was Kaepernick, told J. Cole something. And there was a Yahoo writer named Jason Cole, who I thought they were referring to. And then I found that that's not who it was.
Yeah.
So it was context that was the problem there.
Yeah.
All right. Enough out of you two. Let's talk about something else. What can we talk about?
That isn't Roger Maris or J.
Here's
Cole.
Here's an example. The Shorzy Classic is coming to the KeyBank Center. What's that?
You don't know what that is?
Not really.
You never seen Letterkenny?
I have seen some of Letterkenny,
so
and I did Shorzy enjoy it.
Shorzy is a spinoff show from Letterkenny, okay. From the character Shorzy in Letterkenny.
Gotcha. That I did not know. I have seen some of Letterkenny.
Yeah, so I haven't watched much of Shorzy, but the spinoff to Letterkenny, or from Letterkenny, was the Shorzy show, and that's like this whole thing that they're doing. I didn't know it was like coming to other cities, though. I didn't know.
So they're going
to
play Sabres alumni, basically, is how this usually goes?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, because they're going to Toronto and Boston, too, and I think playing alumni.
So there's
going to
be a Sabres alumni team?
I think so.
I'm into that. I wanted them to have a Sabres alumni team when, you know, they had a bunch of Winter Classics in a row where it was like, hey, the Kings alumni team is playing the Ducks alumni team or whoever they're playing. And they didn't do that when the Sabres played the Rangers, right? That second Winter Classic?
At Citi Field.
Yeah, they didn't do it. And I was hoping they would, like a Sabre alumni team. Soccer does this all the time, and they sell out their stadiums for it. Like, I see Liverpool tweet about it all the time. Like, hey, guys, on Saturday coming up at Anfield, their stadium, Liverpool's alumni are playing Manchester United's alumni. And it's like a real game, and the stadium is sold out. That would be super cool. They might get more fans in the building today if they said, hey, guys, Briere and Miller and Pekka.
Brian Campbell.
Like, we've got a team of alumni that are going to play the Leafs alumni.
It is a little tough, though. Like, if you're Briere, are you a Sabres alumni game player or a Flyers alumni game player?
Well, the problem there is the Sabres, all the great Sabre players of the past are, like, might identify as another team first. So what team's Dahlin going to win the Cup for next, by the way?
I did hear that joke.
That joke was made a lot. Let's draft teams Dahlin's going to win the
Cup
for.
Now that he's captain, he's going to get traded.
What's the over-under?
Listen, before the Super Great American Football Friday frenzy, wasn't Jason Pominville named the captain overseas also?
Yes. There was a video.
Yeah.
In a locker room somewhere in Europe, I think.
So, a trivia question. Which two Sabres captains have been named overseas? It's Pominville and Dahlin. Listen, two
teams, you know, the only reason
Germany?
That was Helsinki, I think.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're right. Germany, because they played like some German team.
When Leno was on the team and Luke Adams scored. And
the only reason I remember that video is because I remember watching in the video that Vanek was mad. But you could see it. He was not happy. He wanted the C, and then he gave it to Pominville. Anyways.
One thing about the videos yesterday. So the Sabres tweeted out a video, and it was narrated by Josh Allen, and that was a cool video. It was like Dahlin growing up through the years, his photo, and it was really cool. I thought it was really well done. And Allen narrates it, and anything he touches turns to gold, so that was cool. Then the Sabres also tweeted out the video with Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff making the announcement from Germany, from Munich.
Yep.
And that was a little less cool, only because, you know, you're just basically watching the GM.
And not Josh Allen.
Yeah.
In comparison, it's kind of a tough bar to reach.
Well, he's talking. He goes, I really shouldn't be up here talking like this. And it's like, well, I mean, no, all right. It's just kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost like they, in the announcement of Dahlin, like, we got a lot of leaders on this team. It's like, all right, you guys can say that to us on the radio. In the meetings, you know, it's fine. You got a lot of leaders on this team. Dahlin's the captain, as he should be. Anyway. It was kind of a funny video. It took me back to when... By the way, Lindy has named two captains overseas.
Yeah, Lindy has.
Lindy was both times.
He was here, yeah.
Okay.
He also is doing the rotating alternates. No one loves to rotate a captaincy or alternates more than Lindy Ruff.
Cousins, Thompson,
Samuelson, and...
Talk.
Thank you.
All right. Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. Let's do it.
Football.
Super, super great, great American football Friday frenzy.
All right, full disclosure, a little peek behind the curtain. We have an absolute gold soundbite that we found from Mike Tomlin. They will be the part of future
Football Friday Frenzy intros, opens.
Okay. What do you say now? He's got some good ones.
He does have some pretty good lines, and he's got one that he's apparently said a bunch. He likes to say, don't blink, right? Like, don't blink, yeah. Don't blink. And this is almost like a Michael Scott-level line that Tomlin has. Ready?
Okay.
It's don't blink, and then he takes it one step further.
What will your final message be to your team before you send them out here?
Don't blink. If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off. You know, this is not going to be for the faint of heart. We understand what type of game we're in.
If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off. That is Michael Scott. Don't blink.
That's our new Dan Campbell biting kneecaps. We're cutting
your
eyelids
off. All right, coach, I won't blink. Holy cow. Anyway.
He did say also 3 days ago, I just was searching for the Tomlin quote. There's another one he made. It's just no context. Brooke Pryor, who covers the team, tweeted, quote, Tomlin, we don't have rabbit foots in our pocket.
All right. He doesn't think they're lucky.
Wouldn't that be rabbit's feet?
Maybe.
You can't hide on this team. We'll drag you out and make you fight. What? I mean,
he's good. He's quotable.
There's no one better at sounding interesting while saying nothing than Mike Tomlin.
Okay.
Cut your eyelids off.
Don't blink. Okay. On to the weekend's matchups. It's another one of those weeks where the Bills, since they're in prime time, maybe you're interested in what games we might be getting. Early on, Denver at the Jets.
Denver surprising everyone last week, right?
Like, they beat Tampa.
Yeah, that might be a lot.
That might be a little more about Tampa's offense, which got off to a great start, did not look that good the last 2 weeks. They did beat Detroit. But Denver at the Jets, we get that game. The CBS late game is Kansas City and L.A. So, yeah. All right, Bills fans, here's what you get to watch. Jets, Chiefs, Bills on Sunday night. Not bad. The other game we get locally is Philadelphia at Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I can hate watch the Eagles. Other matchups this week, Minnesota and Green Bay.
Great matchup. But do we know who's starting a quarterback for Green Bay?
We don't.
Willis has still looked good, though. Well, he's looked good because LaFleur, I think, is really helping him out.
If we're going to say Josh Allen's the best quarterback in football because he's got a claim to it and right now he's playing the best,
yeah,
then this Minnesota-Green Bay matchup is the two best coaches in football.
O'Connell and LaFleur.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both thought
of as... It's a Coach of the Year Bowl.
They're both thought of as really good coaches. They've both had to deal with injuries and scramble and, okay, what are we going to do with Sam Darnold? We're going to do with Malik Willis. And they're both doing pretty well. So,
yeah,
give them their flowers. They're both pretty good coaches. Jacksonville at Houston. Thing to track for Houston, Tank Dell has not been healthy this year.
Right.
And he's out a little bit now. I saw Matt Harmon tweeting about the fact that you should be treating Tank Dell as receiver three there, and it is, in fact, Collins and Diggs, but Nico Collins has been hurt, too.
Yeah, I think he's still supposed to play, though.
Yes.
On Sunday, but Dell probably isn't. So, and that's worth watching for next week, too, Tank Dell,
yeah,
not playing.
Collins has a hamstring injury,
yeah,
that he's dealing with, added to the injury report. Can you imagine if the Bills go to Houston and all the other receivers on Houston are injured and unavailable to play? And then Bills fans can mock Diggs. They're like, oh, look at this. Now it's all through you, just like you want it.
Well, because it's so funny about this. Like, the Bills have made their mantra, everybody eats. The Texans have been saying the same thing since the offseason. Their offense is, I mean, they're talking more about three guys, but it's Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, everybody eats. Their target shares are all, well, Dell actually is a distant third right now, actually.
Yeah,
I think in theory it was, they're all going to be around the same. Maybe Collins is a little higher than the other two. But so far, it's Collins is one, Diggs is two, then there's a drop, and then Dell is third.
Well, again, things are great right now. I got no problem with Joe Brady. I would just, again, I'm not mad, point this out about Everybody Eats.
Dalton Schultz, dude, there, by the way.
Everybody Eats is great. When they lose a game, this is Brian Daboll's quote about balance. When you win, nobody cares about balance. When you lose, they want to talk about your balance. If the Bills were to lose to Baltimore, no one would say, hey, I mean, what happened? They threw it to 10 different people. No one would say that. Instead, it would be, why didn't you throw it to Kincaid more?
Or Shakir.
Or Shakir.
Shakir would be the guy now.
Right? Yeah.
Like, if Shakir, if they lose the game and Shakir has one catch, what is the most popular call the next morning?
Why didn't you throw to Shakir?
Why didn't you throw the ball to Khalil
Shakir? How come
Shakir?
You couldn't get it to Shakir? Right, exactly.
100%. So, everybody eats.
I told you last year the Bills threw to 9 different receivers 7 times last year. And it wasn't any more with Brady than Dorsey. And Brian Daboll, the Bills tied an NFL record with 13 different receivers catching a touchdown. Whatever. It's great. If everybody wants to eat, that's fine. We'll see if that works against Baltimore. I also think it tends to work when you're dominating teams. Right? When you're up 28 points in the first half, that fifth touchdown can go to Ty Johnson.
Right.
Anyway, other games to keep an eye on this week.
By the way, I think that Texans matchup, that's the last game Trevor Lawrence won. He beat the Texans in November last year, and I think he has like an 8-game losing streak since then. So
that's Jacksonville at Houston. The Jags, maybe they get their coach fired if they lose. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis. You can't make me watch that game.
The Colts? If the Colts don't look like they start getting it together now, the Texans are going to cruise to that division.
I asked this of Scott Pianowski yesterday, and I'll use a phrase that you've used before. There's probably some sort of meme here that Jaden Daniels is who Anthony Richardson was promised to be.
Oh.
Like the prince who was promised?
The prince who was promised.
Like Anthony Richardson is not living up to it. He had 4 good games last year from a fantasy standpoint. He still might be a really good fantasy quarterback, but right now there are really troubling underlying numbers with Richardson. We'll see if he can turn it around. And Jaden Daniels has burst onto the scene. It's like, oh, that's who Richardson was supposed to be, that guy. Jaden Daniels looks legit.
There was a chart. there was a funny chart that was like quarterbacks, how good they are in vertical throws versus like horizontal throws. And Richardson, like they had to make the chart 3 times bigger for him because he is like right middle of the pack on vertical throws. And it's like he's the worst quarterback in the league in horizontal throws. And they had to scroll like so far over to the left that like you had to minimize everybody where you can't even read it because he's so bad at, I think that's the easy stuff, right? Depends. He can throw it over someone's shoulder and that's like it looks like. He's very raw though. He has started still only like 12 games or maybe it's 15 games, something like that, in his career, including college. So that's the Colts and the
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
At Indy. Kansas City, LA, we mentioned that. The Chargers. The Browns are in Las Vegas.
And Herbert's hurt, so it stinks.
That's no good. Browns are in Las Vegas. Okay. That's a Max Crosby's going to feast on Deshaun Watson.
That's the game you can't make me watch. Browns and Raiders. That's probably one of the lower over-unders of the week.
That should have been a sign that the Jags were not good, is that they lost to the Browns. The Browns, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Philadelphia at Tampa, we mentioned. New Orleans at Atlanta.
Okay.
One of those teams is about to, it feels like that's a, I don't know, the Saints got off such a hot start and then lost to the Eagles. The Falcons looked terrible early and have since kind of looked better. If Atlanta wins that game, I feel like they're going to, to me, it's going to feel like they're on track. They're back on track. Rams at Chicago. The Rams' defense is horrible. If Caleb Williams can't get it going against the Rams, it's whatever.
Every day on Twitter is, look how bad Shane Waldron is, the Bears' offensive coordinator. That coaching staff, the head coach has been there. So, like, you want to talk about guys who could be fired midseason. I don't know. I know he's a rookie.
Eberflus?
But, yeah, he's been there. It was kind of confusing they kept him in the first place.
I think the same, yeah.
So if their season's off the rails and they can't get Caleb Williams going against bad defenses, I mean, that should be fired.
On ESPN, 3 out of 4 picking the Bills to beat the Ravens. The only one not picking is Bart Scott.
Who played for the Ravens.
That's alumni. It's an alumni pick.
Doesn't even count.
Does not count. Cincinnati, Carolina, the Andy Dalton revenge game. It would be hilarious if the Bengals finish 0-4, start 0-4, rather.
Do you want to hear about a futures bet that I made?
Yes.
This week? I bet the Panthers to win the NFC South.
What is it? Plus,
how do you feel about that?
700?
I'm looking now. It's way down. No, it's lower than that. It was in the thousands.
Okay.
I mean, the division might not be that good. And they looked good with Dalton.
Are they one game out right now?
They're one game back. Plus 2,200.
Okay.
Yeah, send the Bengals to 0-4.
Late games, New England at San Francisco.
Bloodbath.
The Niners need a get-right game.
Yeah.
and Washington at Arizona. That's the highest scoring expectation of the week.
Washington is suddenly like the most fun team in the league because Daniels looks amazing and they can't stop anybody on defense.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Coming into the season, one of the big stories was, is America ready for the Bears to be fun? And the answer is no. How about Washington?
Washington's fun.
I don't know if I'm ready for Washington to be fun, but they are. All right. There's
a lot
your
of points.
Set of week four matchups. And, of course, you go to Bills and
what's the Monday night games?
Monday Night Football is a great question.
Oh, doubleheader, right?
Yes.
We got the
Titans-Dolphins.
Titans-Dolphins, and there's another one that's actually decent, I think.
Seattle-Detroit.
That's a good game.
That is a good game.
That's a good game.
Seattle-Detroit. Do you know...
Good thing it's a doubleheader. If it was just Titans-Dolphins, it would stink.
The Geno Smith story is not even just like, oh, he's kind of fun and comeback good. Some of the... Maybe Stephen Ruiz? Like,
yes.
Some of these NFL quarterback... whatever, the people that...
The gurus.
Gurus. Chart them all the time. Are like, no, Geno's like the eighth best quarterback in football. Like, he's better than Trevor Lawrence. Geno Smith.
That might be certain at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. You want to get a call in on Bills Ravens? You can join us. Jeremy and Joe taking your calls, hanging out on a Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.